All right. You've got a Twitter handle. You post messages, maybe some photos on Facebook or Instagram. Many agencies know how to get the word out on social media, but it's not a one-way street. There are conversations to be had and data to collect. Justin Herman is Social Media Program Manager at the General Services Administration, and he joins us now with more. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you doing this foggy morning?
Very good. So tell us first, give us a sense of where agencies stand now. What do you think they're doing really well and not so well?
I'll tell you, Emily, this has been just a very exciting last year in social media and data for the U.S. government. And 2014, we don't have to make predictions about whether it's going to be better. From where we sit, we can tell you that it is going to be. Like, for instance, some of the challenges that we're going to face coming up is, just like anybody who's listening, is we have limited resources with a rapidly expanding mission. But the thing is that this is where exactly where social media and government excels, because it's helping agencies improve their missions throughout the agency for more citizens, but it's using free technology from the private sector most of the time. What's critical to making this happen, though, is that not just that we're working on new policies and updating our strategies to meet the challenges of these rapidly developing technologies, but we also need senior leaders to know that they can and should expect more from their digital programs and social media managers, because I can almost assuredly promise you they're ready to deliver on it.
So what are the more sophisticated social media technologies coming along?
Well, the thing is, it's not just about the tools, because we have teams that are constantly bringing in and negotiating terms of service to get agencies the more top-of-the-line tools that the American public is using. But also, now we're talking about capabilities. We've been talking for a good half year that one of the areas that's most ripe for innovation is in emergency management. And yesterday at the White House Safety Data Palooza, we were very excited to see that promise really start to come to fruition, whether FEMA is now crowdsourcing to improve disaster response. State Department, Bureau of Consular Affairs released an API for automated safety warnings for when you're traveling. I mean, it's one thing to look at social media and government as one person sitting on a computer engaging with another person sitting on a computer, or you getting an alert on your phone. But when things like your car starts getting alerts or your smartwatch in 2014, that's when people are once again will start widening the scope of what they think that this data source can do for them.
And who generally does social media in an agency? For example, is it mostly part of the communications network to, again, get the message out? Or are there actually people who are working within programs themselves who are engaging directly without going through the communications channels?
That's one of the fantastic things that we've been seeing, is that, of course, social media is in the public affairs shops, it's in the comm shops, but increasingly we have seen it institutionalized throughout program areas in different agencies. Not all agencies are there yet, but the ones who have started delving into that, and of course, once again, once you start experimenting with that, it's always important to, A, go by strategy and policy, and B, to accurately measure what the outcomes of this engagement are. But we're seeing that, once again, spread throughout program areas to affect the bottom line and to improve the mission of agencies, which during these times of limited budgets and increasing responsibility, that's an answer that a lot of people can appreciate.
And how do you accurately measure those types of things on social media? I mean, if you take a tool like Twitter, for example, there are so many, it's such a big haystack, there are so many needles there.
Well, yeah, and this is one of the challenges that we face, is that these tools were not developed for public services. However, it's our responsibility to adapt them to public services and our needs. That's one of the reasons that our community, the social gov community, as we call it, we put together a working group and drafted the first government-wide recommendations for social data performance analysis, which is actually available online on howto.gov. And what was interesting is we developed it for us to try to more legitimately for public service measure the performance. And now we find that there's actually other countries now even using it. So we did a pretty good job with that. And looking forward, since that working group worked, we now have others popping up on policy development. We're now looking forward on, we have a team that's just focused with Small Business Administration on how we can use these technologies to support small businesses across the country. We're looking down the pike at regulations, at the Internet of Things. It's like I said, we don't have to make predictions about 2014. I promise you, it's going to be quite an exciting year.
Justin Herman is the Social Media Program Manager at GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. And there's something called the Social Media Registry, which sounds like they have cotillions, but actually they have custom application programming interfaces. Tell us what that is and how it can help agencies.
Yes, and basically what it is it can be an engine for creating APIs using our digital services. And for those of you listening who aren't familiar with an API is, a lot of people don't even know what API stands for, but what it means is essentially it's a data source that essentially can connect to different programs, platforms, devices. In the same way that, let's say, your phone receives automated updates from a certain service or something like that, it's that data source that we can use to link things. Now, so what the social media registry is it is a repository of most social media accounts in government across all agencies. We have thousands of them. And what we can do is go in and then tag them up and create custom streams, like let's say around a certain event, around a certain emergency situation, around a certain any service really that exists or any program that exists in government, we can create a customized data stream that small businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies can then turn and create the services of the future with.
Like a 21st century widget almost.
Yes, and we in fact invite anybody, if you see a business need, if you have an idea of how we could carve up that data, we are ready to talk to you about it, especially my colleague Gray Brooks.
And in general, though, with so many social media tools out there now, is there a danger that people might not be able to find what you want them to find because they don't know which one to look at? For example, Twitter or something that we haven't yet heard of?
No, definitely. That is a concern, which is why we do things like, that's why we look at the meaningful use of it. And once again, that's why we can't sort of just chase our tail on whatever the hot new technology is. We have to look at it and analyze how can one specific tool be adapted to fit a specific mission need. When you look at it that and you drop names and buzzwords from it and you look at pure technological capability and pure need of what's going on within an agency, it becomes much easier to clear the fog and to be able to get down to the root of, once again, what is the best investment of your time and your efforts to improve your mission. And once again, our social gov community is always ready to be able to help people with that.
And what about the use of social media or the socialization, I might say, of applications used internally by federal agencies for collaboration, replacing or superseding or enhancing email and telephone and all the rest of it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was just last year that Gartner released a report that said that internal collaborative tools would supplant email and the telephone as the primary way that federal agencies would work together within four years. That was a year ago, so I guess the clock is still ticking on that. But once again, it's something we increasingly see. I know, like our social gov community that we have that I mentioned, it's over 140 federal agencies, more than 500 managers, directors. We've got a couple CTOs in there. And across mission areas, we are all able to meaningfully collaborate and put together these working groups and deliver results on it. That is part of the promise of using these internal collaborative tools, that we're able to break down those silos. Silos can be and should be a thing of the past, not just a talking point on us needing to break it down. And increasingly, like I said, agencies are adopting this. Now, the important thing to look at, though, is that many times these tools may not have been developed with accessibility in mind initially, which is making sure it's usable for persons with disabilities. That's one of the reasons that we have a working group and we work very closely with the Department of Labor to try to work with platforms and work with agencies to make sure that while we're rushing to adopt these emerging technologies, that those technologies and our programs are accessible to the very people who need it the most.
Any agencies that you would point to as poster children for use of internal social media?
I'll tell you, that would have been easier to answer 2 years ago because we could have counted them probably, you know, there would have been little, but there's a lot of posters in that hall. We got a whole book of them now. But like when I think of customer service, I mean, you look at federal student aid to the Department of Education, and here, let's talk about cost savings for a second. We look at the price to answer a question via the phone, and, you know, it's X number of dollars usually. And then you look at the answering by email, it's X number, maybe a couple dollars or a dollar, but By email, I mean by social media, you can answer in front of thousands of people, and they do Ask FAFSA office hours once a month, and they're now answering up to 150 questions an hour. And I mean, that's the ability, once again, just through a customer service perspective, they've turned social media and used it into just a customer experience juggernaut for student aid, and something that any agency can aspire to and point to better services and cost savings, which is exactly what we advocate for.
It does seem, though, that there is a range of comfort level among agencies when it comes to social media. Do you run into that as part of your job? I mean, for example, do you field questions? Perhaps there's a generation gap that you see, or people who are very, very hesitant because of their sensitive roles to engage in social media.
It really doesn't have to do with age, because when we actually look at the numbers, that a lot of these programs and a lot of these platforms, it doesn't matter what your age is. And depending on what services it is, it might have an older demographic to it or a younger demographic to it. But there is a difference in comfort levels. But once again, that's why we emphasize so much performance analysis and reporting on it. So we can look across the federal government, see what's working, see what's not working. And when it is working, we can share why it worked, and in a meaningful way, an agency can look and be like, okay, it worked for them. We're different. We have a different mission, but we can see the steps on how we can make this applicable to us. And once again, it's our job is getting pretty darn difficult these days, because it's hard keeping our thumb on all the great things that are going on. But if you do go to the DigitalGov blog that we have, we try to encapsulate and share that, all the successes federal-wide.
And does the federal social community have meetings, or you just have flash mobs?
Well, that's what we wanted to do, is bridge the gap between online and in-person, and give agencies the opportunity to be part and learn no matter how they come at it. So we have everything from, through DigitalGov University, we have training programs. We have working groups that then put together policy recommendations, performance analysis recommendations. About every month and a half, we have SocialGov summits, which usually bring together about 80 agencies, representatives that come together, and we try to work on a shared solution to some problem, be it accessibility, be it how can we better support entrepreneurs, but that's a face-to-face role. Right down to that, Jessica, one of my colleagues here at GSA, is working on a 5K race on the side, just because we all enjoy working together so much. And so it's funny how, when back in the past, when we would talk about the need to break down silos, I could say we can point to this one community and this one effort as something that I think has really done a darn good job of that.
Justin Herman is the social media program manager at the GSA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.